For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. The Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Fried Chicken help put the Commonwealth on the map when it comes to competing for international tourism dollars. But state leaders are looking for new ways to grow the state's reputation as a tourism destination. Last year, tourism had a $14.5 billion economic impact in Kentucky, the third largest revenue-generating industry in the state behind automobiles and healthcare. That's according to State Tourism Commissioner Kristen Branscombe, recently speaking to international delegates at a UNESCO Creative Cities meeting in Paducah.
Horses, bourbon, arts, music, culinary, the outdoors, and our cultural heritage. So when we do any marketing or speaking or trying to get people to Kentucky, these are the seven things that we're really focused on.
Branscombe says the Commonwealth has economic potential in offering visitors an authentic Americana experience. And she says Kentucky is on the brink of being a top-tier destination, from offering people a chance to interact with family-owned bourbon distilleries to dining at restaurants that use food grown by local farmers.
Because what we're seeing, especially from an international perspective, a lot of people have gone to the LAs, the New Yorks, the Orlandos, and they want that true Americana. And I think Kentucky is the great American state.
When it comes to agritourism, she says people want to meet farmers, understand where food comes from, and learn the science of modern-day farming.
It's all about that immersive experience. And we have people now, even Kentuckians, that are three, four generations removed from the farm. And the more that the culture expands to want to know, okay, where does this food come from? What do we put in our mouths? People want to meet who grows the food that they're eating and that they're feeding their children and their families.
Branscombe sees new opportunities too. Navigating through a towering maze of industrial hemp could become a fun family activity.
We have corn mazes. I don't know why we wouldn't have industrial hemp mazes, you know, in the fall. That's a great connectivity, you know, for a younger generation.
People want to see the modern day process from fiber to cannabidiol, she says, and to learn Kentucky's history as the country's leading hemp producer. The crop is currently grown under tightly controlled conditions, but officials are looking to change that, with bipartisan legislation filed in the U.S. House to state ag leaders encouraging high school students to consider the crop's potential from batteries to clothing when thinking about future jobs. Another often misunderstood commodity is invasive Asian carp. One way to win the battle is to eat them, and chefs and officials across the country have been cooking up ways to convince the public to consume the fish that chokes out native species in the waterways.
I think we have an opportunity to not only eradicate the invasive species, but to really provide a culinary experience that you can't get anywhere else.
An Asian carp processor in Ballard County announced plans earlier this year to double its export production, and state agencies are calling for public-private partnerships to remove the some 5 million pounds of carp in the state waterways. Branscombe envisions more foodie potential in Kentucky's country ham production and capitalizing on the diversity of something already familiar to every Kentuckian.
A lot of people think, oh, barbecue, everybody's got barbecue. But even barbecue within the state is different. And I think there's a story and a reason that we can sell, and you know, even a barbecue loop in Kentucky.
She encourages communities to think beyond horses, bourbon, and bluegrass and find economic and cultural potential within other existing resources.
Being with Kentuckians is our greatest selling point. I think Kentuckians are full of character, a lot of character. And I believe that once we get our visitors to come in and truly experience Kentuckians, that they'll go back and want to come back for more.
According to the National Travel and Tourism Office, 27.2% of overseas visitors went to small towns and countrysides in the U.S. in 2016. That's more than 10 million people and a lot of revenue. Branscombe's advice for how small towns can see a piece of that is to know who you are and own it. For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff.